You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I can't wait to hear this story. Now, this story is when you call it lost in 12-foot seas, but it's so exciting in a story. I mean, it's powerful. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit embarrassed in this one.
Are you?
Because I was foolish in this book. You're not supposed to be foolish. We're supposed to be wise. A measure cautious, okay?
That's back when you were a teenager then.
No, I was a man. I was working for a doctor where the Lord sent me.
Right.
And because I loved a boat and I love boats, we got a boat. And then we got another boat. And we went fishing and I taught him how to catch fish. We caught a lot of fish, billfish. But we got a boat called a Grady White. It was a 25-foot boat with twin 185s. And we did some billfishing. Mm-hmm. But my boss, Herschel, and I don't mean to diss him in this, he could be a little foolish. Mm-hmm. Personally, I believe any man that jumps a motorcycle through the air is a little foolish, okay?
Well, that's my son-in-law who used to race motorcycles.
Okay.
He don't do it anymore. He has metal in his arm right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
You're going to break a bone probably, okay? Right. I don't mind taking
a
risk,
man,
okay? I don't mind riding fast horses.
Right.
I don't mind running into a fair. I'll do anything, this is kind of bragging, to save somebody. Mm-hmm. I'll do it, okay? Right. I'll jump out of a plane without a parachute if the other guy doesn't have one.
Wow.
So I'm a risk taker, okay? Right. That's why I get some adventures, I think. Mm-hmm. So this was an adventure that was a little foolish, okay?
Okay.
We rode to the pass, and Herschel, sometimes, he had the kingdom of self thing going, okay? He wanted something bad. He wanted to go in that boat.
Right.
And he loved to race fast cars. He loved to jump motorcycles off of high jumps, okay?
Wow.
And so we looked out there. Yeah, it's adrenaline. He was an adrenaline junkie.
Okay.
So we rode out to the pass, and I knew there was a small craft warning. High seas. I just didn't know how high.
Right.
We rode into the pass, and the seas were like about 6 or 8 foot.
Wow.
And that's great in that boat. I rode all day in that. And Grady White will ride sea as well.
Wow.
But we looked out there, and I saw they were really big on the outside of the pass. And Herschel says, John, couldn't we just try it? Couldn't we go ride one of those waves and turn around and, couldn't we try it?
Right.
So back in those days, I had a saying, and I'm not saying to have this saying. It was my saying, though. Mm-hmm. Here it was. It's a good day to die. I got it off an Indian on a TV show, a movie, okay? And I thought, hey, I like that one, you know?
Right.
It's a good day to die.
What's the point of once to die? We have to be ready at any moment.
Yes.
You never know the
that
time
part,
or the hour.
That part's good, okay? But we need to let it be in his timing, okay?
Oh, yes.
We need to be
wise.
You don't
want to speed the
day. We need to be wise,
right,
okay?
Right.
So now I got the saying, I've changed it. It's a good day to die to self.
Yeah, let's replace that.
Well, wife, it's a good day to die to self. Uh-huh. She'd hear me say it's a good day to die, and she'd say, don't say that.
Yeah, right.
In fact, I took out some famous pastors. I don't even say their name.
Right.
And I took them out in 6 to 8 foot seas, and we looked at those seas, and I said, it's a good day to die. And this guy said, don't say that. I said, where's your faith, Pastor? I said, everybody says they want to, die today. I mean, you get to meet Jesus today, you know?
Right.
They said, don't say that. I don't care.
Right.
So I've changed it. I don't say it's a good day to die. I say it's a good day to die to self. Any day is a good day to die to self. Take up our cross. You die to self.
And
it's
much easier to die.
You live unto him.
Yeah.
But this
day
I was foolish. I said, Herschel, it's a good day to die. You really want to do this? The problem is we had another doctor with us, okay? And that doctor was not a seaman.
Right.
And we should have never put this on him, okay?
Right.
He was back here praying like a maniac.
He was a Christian.
Okay, so I won't say his name. So here we
start. We're going to spell it out.
Right. Let me tell you, want to say, John, really? Are you exaggerating? Let me tell you.
John, really? Are you exaggerating?
Yeah, but I'm a surfer,
so
I know waves,
right.
You judge a wave when you're surfing by the low part to the high part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was in the Navy. I know exactly.
God is my witness. Yeah. Yeah. These waves, when we finally got out there, were 12 feet.
Wow.
They were surfing waves crashing on top.
Wow.
We'd have to quarter one, and when we go up, I thought the boat was going to flip over backwards, and then when we came down, we had a 5 count before we hit the bottom. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,000, bam!
Slap.
We hit the bottom so hard, and I thought, we are going to die. I thought we are going
to
die.
Did y'all not fall to the floor in the boat?
Oh, we crashed, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got them in life preservers, but I didn't put one on. I didn't at that time.
Right.
That was foolish. I don't know how I didn't do that.
Right.
So we're going a little further, and I said, Herschel, we thought when we got outside of the pass, they'd turn to 8-footers, because when the tide is going out,
Right.
And the wind is blowing hard in. It bucks the waves up.
Okay.
And that's what stood these waves up.
Okay.
So we thought if we got outside the pass, it would calm down enough and maybe we could make it for a little bit of something, okay?
Right.
But I saw it wasn't going to change quick enough.
Right.
Now we're about 3 miles out, right out there. And I said, Herschel, these waves are heading to the pass. I think I want to live. Let's turn. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get behind one of these giant waves and we'll ride in the trough.
Right.
And right behind us, this is this rolling wave. Oh. I mean, it's like it's coming in the back.
Right.
The poor doctor in the back was whiter than a sheet, okay? We're riding like this. And so Herschel says, John, do you think we could throw out a line? In an emergency, you don't fish.
Right. Oh, you wanted to fish?
You wanted to fish.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
I said, Herschel, that's crazy. He goes, yeah, but if we could just troll, maybe we'd pick up a bonita or something like that. I said, the poles are down below, okay? I said, great. What I'll do, go down, I'll get a pole, and I'll get my life preserver.
Y'all are freaking this doctor out on the boat.
he's totally white. So we come back up.
Yeah.
And so before I can put on the life preserver, Herschel goes up over the wave, and he surfs like a surfboard down the next wave. And he guns it. Now we're going about 20 knots, going down a wave. And I said, Herschel, no, I've got to have the wheel. You're gonna flip us. We do one more, and when he goes down the wave, he goes, wee! That's an adrenaline junkie, okay? And so I'm wanting to smack him to take over the wheel. But instead, our bow goes under the front wave.
Ooh.
The back kicks straight up in the air, and I'm catapulted out of the boat, okay?
Oh, no.
Now, Herschel, because he's an intelligent man, he had a photographic memory. He was president of his class at Duke University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a smart man. Graduated top magna cum laude.
Yeah, magna cum laude. Yeah.
At life chiropractic. He switched from being a lawyer in school at the top to because his dad on his deathbed said, please come be a chiropractor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Herschel is a great man, albeit maybe a foolish man.
Right.
And so now he's doing something foolish. I'm out, but Herschel has a presence of mind. He hollers to the other doctor, don't take your eye off of him.
Right.
Because you can lose a man in 5 foot seas.
Yeah.
Real easily lose a man in 12 foot seas.
Yeah.
So Herschel did a maneuver that was unbelievable. He, in spite of sinking the boat, he whirled the boat on one of the waves. He spun it on a wave, and now he's almost crashing over backwards, but now he's coming at me with two engines running.
Whoa.
Okay. But I want to tell you what happened.
He's going to cut you up.
Okay, but before that happened, when I went out, catapulted, it was cold, but shock kicked in.
Right.
I'm in jeans and a sweater and tennis shoes.
Wow.
Now,
did the sweater keep you warm?
No. Now I'm in the water, but let me tell you what happened. This is an ordinary man's experience with God.
Okay.
Guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I called to God. Oh. I didn't call to fear, I called to God.
Right.
But in this case, I didn't inquire. I made a statement speaking to the elements, trying to say something about God that would encourage me.
Right.
So here's what I said. So God, this is your bathtub.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. Speaking to the elements so I wouldn't be afraid.
Wow.
And guess what? Here's the miracle part of it.
Okay.
I had no fear.
Wow.
No fear. Wow. I had a little adrenaline, but no fear, none, okay? Huh. So now Herschel spins this boat. It's coming rapidly back at me.
Oh, no.
I'm in wet clothes with tennis shoes. I can't duck dive. I was a surfer. I know how to duck dive.
What's duck dive?
Duck dive is you go under the wave,
so the motor doesn't hit you.
Yeah, no, or so the wave goes over you where the motor doesn't hit you. So I'm thinking I got to duck dive. In the meantime, this other doctor, he doesn't know diddly squat about boating, okay?
Right.
He's got a 15-foot line for tying up,
right.
And he's thinking he's going to throw it to me. Well, I'm 30 yards, okay?
Right.
15 feet doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But it was such a blessing because it got caught in the port motor. That's the motor on the left.
Right.
And when I saw that, I said, thank you, Jesus, because I knew I could go to that motor.
It stopped the motor?
Yeah, stopped the motor.
Okay.
Okay. It bound up the motor. I said, thank you, Jesus. I swam as fast as I could. Climbed up the back of that motor.
Right, right.
Went up over there. And I said, Herschel, in a very stern, bold voice. And I grabbed him. I said, get out of the way.
Right.
Okay, I took over being captain, okay?
Right.
Even though he was the boss.
Yeah,
okay?
right.
I turned it. And we went into the wave. We followed it right into there. We got in there, got into port. We got home. I'm sitting in my chair after a shower.
Right.
And my precious wife's making me chicken noodle soup, warmed up.
Right.
I stood up and my legs collapsed under me.
Wow.
And I said, Lord, what is this? I think it was shock factor. The adrenaline had gone.
Wow.
So why do I tell that story? It's just an ordinary man's story, and I had an experience with God in it.
Right. You can trust God in the storms of life.
Yeah, in the storm.
I mean, you're basically sleeping when you just relaxed and spoke a word of faith that calmed you. It makes me think about Jesus in the storm when the disciples are all worried, and he was just sleeping in the storm.
Right.
It's difficult to sleep in storms, to calm yourself when things aren't going right, especially when Herschel's driving a boat.
Right.
That's wild. Right. Oh my good, ordinary man, I don't think so. Oh my goodness. And I've been in the Navy. We saw ships, huge ships being tossed by swells. And I went with a man you would know, but I can't, Jim Brittenell and his boat, little 12-foot boat.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna go to the, sell the boat all the way from where he was to out to the Gulf, and we're gonna get some pizza or whatever. And we got too close to the waves coming in. So this calm, instant moment of sailing ended up, this whole boat was doing this, right? And we had to jump off the boat, and it looks like it was gonna go down. And the waves are relentless. That's the thing about waves. They're just relentless, right? And I'm saying, just let it go. And Jim's like, no, keep it. And I'm like, let it go. He's like, keep it. He's like, we can get another one. Like, let it go. So we fought it, pulled it back. And the boat made it. We made it. And I lost my $20 I had in my pocket for the pizza. And they had to buy my pizza. They said, you're making that up. I said, no, I had $20 in my pocket. But I'll never forget that. That waves can be relentless. I've seen them take huge ships in the Navy and
they
just toss them up in the air. I mean, it's amazing what takes place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.